Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
John got in contact with us here on the show today. Thanks for making or getting in touch with us, John. Why did you get in contact?
I got in touch because my wife had cancer 7 years ago, fought it, and was told that if she ever found a lump again, to make sure that she went straight to the doctors. Found a lump last March because of COVID, couldn't get in. Eventually got in and said, oh, it was nothing. Found another lump in her back. Told her to take pictures of it. Sent it into her because of COVID, couldn't get in again. So was told to take pictures. Took pictures of it, sent it in, said it was nothing. About 4 weeks later, found two more lumps in her neck. I was told we had moved area and actually moved to a different doctor and was told take pictures of them and send them in. I'm not the best with a phone now, taking pictures of lumps. I'm no doctor, but took pictures anyway and sent them in. Said, try and get her in, but because of COVID, just couldn't get her in. We're on a football pitch and her eyesight began to fail. And in the meantime, the one in her back, she was complaining that it was rubbing off her bra strap and she wanted it took off. So in the meantime, she was supposed to get that off in April because she was complaining that it was just annoying.
Yeah.
But they didn't take it off in April because of COVID again. And in the meantime, in October, they took that one off and they probably tested it. And then in the meantime, the ones in her neck, they were tested. And they came back. She had cancer. They were all cancers. So she lost 8 months of treatment because of COVID. 44 years of age, 4 small kids. I'd love to see our Taoiseach up there. Just love to ask him straight out. Is he happy with people like that, cancer patients? Went and got her treatment in. But in the meantime, do you know where she found out that she had cancer? Shopping centre, phoned her in shopping. She came out crying in the car. That's when she found out. She wasn't even told by a doctor. They phoned her up and told her. No one around her, no one next to her in Europe. Had to come out to the car. I thought, Jesus Christ, she was shot or something inside the way she was. She couldn't talk to me. That's how she was told. Then came along and started her treatment. A week later, it's cancelled.
She started the treatment, John, and it was cancelled?
Yeah, she was brought in for her first... She had a date for her first bit of treatment, and then it was cancelled because of COVID. And I got...
Just give us a rough idea, sorry, John. What month are we in now?
We're in November at this stage.
Just November 2000 past November, yeah.
And it was cancelled. And I got onto a few TDs down here, waste of time. And I have to mention this girl and say, I got to Matt Carty. Matt Carty rang me back and he said, I'll put you on to Claire Kilrain. Talk about an angel from heaven that was sent down. She had us back in with 24 hours. I'm forever grateful to her. That's the truth now. Treatment is working at the moment. Cancer is there forever. It had spread to her hips, stomach, chest, bones. The one on her back did the most damage. If it had been caught in time, it wouldn't be in her bones. I'm asking our Taoiseach up there. If it was someone belonging to him, would he feel very happy today? I have a lot of explaining to do to 4 small kids.
I was just going to ask you, John, about them. What age are they?
14, 10 and 9. 14, 10 and 9. Personally, I'm 100% sure we had COVID. Not last December 2 years. No, we had. My wife was in bed for 8 days. It's like a lorry on her chest, I was saying.
Well, you think you might have had COVID prior, I suppose, to it, you know?
Oh, yeah, two Decembers ago. Yeah. Right. Not last December. Definitely had it.
But obviously it wasn't diagnosed, you know, or you
no,
weren't,
no,
yeah, sure, yeah, we wouldn't,
yeah,
have been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's family are beyond in England, can't come and see her. Mother and father, they actually have the vaccine got months ago, and they still can't come and see you. My wife is still registered as a doctor beyond in Manchester, and she got a phone call 3 weeks ago that she could go and get her vaccine.
Okay. She lived in England previously, John, well,
yeah,
did she?
Yeah, she did, and because of the crack with the treatment here, and it was so slow, her mum registered with the doctors beyond in Manchester again, because we were going to fly over to make sure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The time saves nine. And she was registered again, and they knew about her cancer over there, and they actually phoned her up 3 weeks ago to get her vaccine if she wanted. We'd have to fly over and get it.
Yeah.
And sure, look at this. It's an absolute joke here. Small businesses closing. Kids can't. I'll tell you one thing for nothing. Cancer patients are pushed to one side. And I mean totally pushed to one side. And I have four small kids that help. They get into the car and they ask me. They don't want upsetting mummy. They ask me, what's the story, daddy? But at the moment, the treatment is working.
Okay.
At the moment. But Emma has treatment for... She'll have treatment for the rest of her life.
How is she doing, John? Just...
I suppose... Parents and family are good because they're breaking the 10-kilometre rule, you know, the 5-kilometre rule.
Yeah.
Because my wife is tired, like, and needs help. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look,
yeah, absolutely.
Look, she's in great form. She's in great form.
Yeah.
At the moment, she's in great form. She's sore and stiff, and she's 1 week good and 1 week bad, and maybe just getting better, and you have to go back and get the treatment again. And, you have Micheál Martin and the rest of them. Putting out their rules there. It'd be lovely if her mother and father could come see her, like,
yeah,
her brother. Can't. We're not looking for to go to a holiday now, to Las Vegas or anything like that.
My understanding, John, of the rules is that, you know, there are certain exceptions in which you can travel. We were actually only talking about this on the show on Monday, because we were talking about people who are, you know, living apart from their partners, or were they in a sort of a long distance relationship, and they were wondering, you know, here on the programme in Lunchtime Live, could they go over and meet with their partners who are maybe living in the US and that. And when we were going through the scenarios, you know, in which you can travel, like, would your family and your wife not fall under that?
I don't think so.
Where your wife would require help, and
yeah,
I'm not
I don't
promoting
so.
Now that you are advocating
no,
that you break,
I like him,
break the rules,
look,
but you know
she's not to look at him. You wouldn't think there's a thing wrong.
Okay, right. Okay.
And it's just if her mum and dad could come home, they'd have to come home and quarantine for
2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they have to go back and quarantine again. I think something like that. So they are old people. You know what I'm saying? One is 80 and one is 70-something. I wouldn't say they'd be able for that. Just. And their vaccine. I can't. Both of them got their vaccine. Like, does it make sense? What's this vaccine about? If they've got the vaccine, why can't they come? Isn't this the reason we all have to get this vaccine?
I presume, though, you haven't had it, John, though.
No, I haven't had it.
Wife, yeah.
I haven't had it. Stick the arm out there for it. It wouldn't bother me.
How are you doing yourself, John? It's an awful... It's been a...
Well,
a lot
we'll put
to
it like this. When we go to treatment for treatment to Galway, we have to drive to Galway. We're down the far side of Roscommon. Drive to Galway. I've never seen a checkpoint yet, have I? It'd be lovely to go in and have a bit to eat on the way. Instead of eating in the car, because you have there's nothing to... You can't go in anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I know, yeah, just
old,
to, it is,
old,
yeah.
It's,
and just to break up that journey a wee bit.
Yeah, it's a long old drive over. Little things like that.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't go in with her. I can't go into the hospital with her. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Just to get all this on the chin on her own. I was, the first time after getting the phone call, we went back over to see how bad it was. I was left outside in the car park. I think she got a panic attack inside because the phone didn't come into her. Because she didn't think it realise it would be as bad as it was. As it was.
Just even small things like that, John, I'd say would make a big difference to you and your wife. You know, just...
The thing that's with us now for forever. You know what I'm saying? It's not a flu. That's all I say. It's not a flu. And I think they should... Our cancer patients are pushed to one side, and that's everything else. It's just COVID, and more COVID. Nothing about mental health. I have girls here in the store mad into football. They can't go down to a pitch to keep a ball off. Did you ever hear the way? Don't know how, and we're not too bad around the middle of the country. I hate to think about the kids that's above in Dublin, flats.
What's your message, John, just I suppose, finally today? What would you say to...
Well, I'll say to our Taoiseach is, when you have a poor country, you have a poor health service, and our country is getting very poor at the moment. And just remember that in 5 or 6 years' time. And I've never seen a free money tree yet.
Okay. John, look, I want to wish you all the very best of luck, and to your wife Emma as well. I know you've a long journey ahead of you, but look, we'll be thinking of you, and mind yourself as well.
Good luck to you.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.